Spies in Disguise, Boy in Tights by Kate Scott.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB, Register Charity Number 226227.
Chapter 1. Dan Maguire, secret agent, supreme genius, would never put up with this. Dan Maguire is cooler than ice cubes. Dan Maguire decides his own bedtime. Dan Maguire would give my mum one look and she'd crumble like cake. Unfortunately, Dan Maguire isn't here. Dan Maguire only exists in books. I've just walked through the door. I haven't even put my school bag down when mum hits me with it. I came home looking forward to getting a stack of sandwiches and settling down in front of the telly. Instead, I've been ambushed by mum and dad in the hall. "We're moving today," I repeat after her. "You're joking." I scan her face for telltale twitches, any signs that she's trying to be funny. Not even a nostril flare. In fact, she's looking pretty scary. I'm not joking. No explanations, no apologies, no preparation, no packing, no estate agents, no discussions, no warning, no nothing. "We can't just move like that," I say. "There's no time for drama," Dad replies. "We need to get a move on." I take a deep breath. I need to talk to them, carefully, in case they're not just crazy, they're actually dangerous. "We can't just leave." "We'll tell you everything when we get there, Joe," Dad says. His voice is low and urgent, like he's in a disaster film, at the point they tell you the volcano's about to blow. That's when I see two suitcases and small bag by the front door. Maybe you shouldn't argue when the volcano's about to blow. "What about my stuff?" If they've packed...